We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, but we're beginning from the Mishnah. If a isha makes a neder and she says, "Koinim she'eni oisa api ava," I am answering the work that I do. I'm answering it on my father, val pi avicha, or on your father, val pi achi, or on my brother, val pi achicha, or on your brother. Basically, she's saying, I'm making a neder, my ma'isi adam be osir to my father, or your father, my brother, or your brother. Halacha is einoy yachal hafer. The husband cannot be made for such a neder. Why not? Like the Ran explains, these are not inu nefesh. It's not in the dharma of affliction. The opposite. What, she's not giving hanot to the other people. And leidvarm shbeinoy lebeinah. This has nothing to do between the husband and the wife. And therefore, the husband cannot be made for these adarim. These adarim that she is saying that she's asking a ma'isi daim on her father or on his father. He cannot be made for such a neder. Now, if she says she'eni oisal picha, that I'm answering the ma'isi adayim on you, ain't it tzarich lahafer? The Tanakh Kama says you don't have to be made for. Why? Because we know there's a shibud that the isha has to work a certain amount, and the ma'isi adayim go to the husband. So therefore, it doesn't belong to her at all, and therefore she cannot ask it because there's a shibud. The husband has a shibud on it, and that is stops her from answering b'neder those ma'isi adayim. But Rabbi Kiva ima yafer. It could be made fair. Why? Maybe she'll make more money. She'll have a dafa more than she's mechuyev. And the Gemara in Ksuvus explains that machlekes of Rekiva and Tanakama is who does our dafa belong to? According to the Tanakama, the dafa belongs to the husband, so the neder is not chal on the hadafa. According to Rabbi Kiva, the dafa belongs to her, and therefore the neder is chal. Now, what type of hadafa we're talking about? The Gemara in Ksuvus says, talking about hadafa shaydei adchak. It means she's working the same amount of time, but she's working harder and she makes a little more money. That extra money, according to Rabbi Kiva, goes to her. According to the Tanakama, it goes to the Bailim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, since it belongs to her, so the neder is chal on it. The only question is, but why is this called Ndarim Shayin Nefesh or Beinay Lebeinay? L'chaira, it's not your nefesh, and it's not Beinay Lebeinay, because this is something that belongs to her. So why can't she ask it on her husband? So the Ramuk Yosef brings down from Tosfos and Masechet Ksubos that he explains that's called Beinoy LeBeinoy. The reason is because since it's very hard to be careful to only be neder from her ma'isi yadayim and not from the extra. So since he has to tiptoe around this hadafa, and because hadafa is also to him, it's worried about neder, that alone makes a strain, and that's called Beinoy LeBeinoy, and therefore he could be made for this neder. We have a third shita, Rabbi Yechem and Nuria, Yemei Yofer, Shema Yigrashana Metei Asur Olav. Rabbi Yechem Ruiz is a third shita, and he says that you could be mefer the neder. Why? Right now it's not chal because the ma'aseh dayim belong to the husband. The teretz is because lest they get divorced, then the neder will be chal. That alone is a chiddush. The neder will be chal, even though it's not being chal now, be chal later on. And at that time, after the divorce, he will be usher in all these ma'aseh dayim. So therefore, and it's very hard to be careful because if ever remarries her, he can't be neder from anything she does. He can't be neder from her cooking, her laundry, anything. That's a ma'isi yadayim. So therefore, you can make for it because for after they get divorced. The only question is, so then why is it called beinoy lebeinoy? So why when they're married, the neder is not chal, it's only chal for after the divorce. So why is it called beinoy lebeinoy? So the Rosh on the Ayin Tesama Beis speaks about this. And the Rosh says like this. I'm reading the Losh on the Rosh on the Ayin Tesama Beis. The Rosh says, "Mikri shapet dvarim shebeinoy lebeinoy." Give me the ishtahi hashta. Right now, his wife. Sound like the Rosh is saying is that right now, it's his wife. And in the future, it'll be beinoy lebeinoy. So he has a right right now, since they're married right now, he has a right that something that will be beinoy lebeinoy to make the hafara right now. It's hard to understand exactly what that means, but that's what the Rosh says. The Ran in Masechet Ksubos says a very gushmak pshat. The Gemara later on in the Dharam says, and there in Ksubos, that midaraisa really, the be'etzem, the neder could be chal even now. Because really, a kainomois, which is a neder, is afkam de shiva, is mafkiv de shiva. The only reason why not is because the rabbanon were ma'alim, they made strong the baal shiva that stops the neder being chal. So it means really midaraisa, the neder is chal right now. Just as in the rabbanon, it's not chal till after you get divorced. Since midaraisa, the neder is chal right now, so midaraisa, it's a neder shavein or lebeinah. So we're not going to, the Rabbanon didn't take away that Shchus HaFarah. Even though they took away, they said that the Neder is not Chal, but the Shchus HaFarah they have on the Deraisa level, that the Neder is Chal, that they didn't take away. That's the Ran HaKsuba says. And therefore, you could be made for it because it's Midaraisa, it's Be'etzem Chal. That's the Pshat in Rabbi Yechon HaManuri. So HaKaponim, that's how Rabbi Yechon HaManuri learns the third Shita. So the first Tanakh holds nothing's Chal. Rekiva says, you should be made for it because maybe on the Hadafah it's going to be Chal. according to Tanakama, Hadafa belongs to the husband still. Bechuluri says, you're right, nothing, no Hadafa, no Mais Daim, everything not Chal right now, but it might be Chal after they get divorced. So why does Tanakama argue Bechuluri? So Ran says, two pshatim, why did Tanakama argue? Either Tanakama argues because he holds that you can't, Afara now will not work for after they get divorced. Afara now will not work for after they get divorced. Or, that's one pshat, and that the Rishash takes issue with the Gemara Daf Ayin Tesla Beis Ayin Shom and the Rishash. That's one pshat in the round. Why the Tanakama argues? Second pshat in the round is because he holds that if the nether can't be chal now, it can't be chal la'achazman. It's like a dovish lo b'loilim, which the Gemara will discuss. Al kapam. That's why the Tanakama would argue. So that is our Mishnah. The three sheets is not Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Omar Shmuel Halacha ke Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Shmuel says we passing out of the three sheets here in our Mishnah. We pass in Rabbi Yechon ben Uri that you could be mayfared. Why? Because Shem Yigrashen of it to hear Surah Lav. Lememra. What does it mean? That Shmuel holds. The Ksava Shmuel. Oda Makdash Dava Shalom. You see from here that Shmuel holds that you can Makdash Odova Shalom. Why? Because, like the Ran explains, because the Eloi, if he holds that you can't be Makdash, it's given the Hash Lechail Nidra Lekamein Lechail. It wouldn't be Chal for after Gerishim, because that's the Loi Valoilam. So Akarchach he holds Oda Makdash Dava Shalom Valoilam, because he passed in Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Mara is a kasha, and that Raminu asks you a kasha, stira on Shmuel to Shmuel. Raminu asks you a question from Mishnah Ksubis, Hamakdish Maisei Yidei Ishtai. Someone is Makdish the Maisei Daim of his wife. You know, he gets the Maisei Daim, so he decides, what? I'm going to be Makdish them. It's before they were, before even that they were produced, he Makdish them, made them a Kaddish. He didn't get them yet. The halacha is, Harezu Oisa Vaichel. She continued working and she eats it herself. It's not Hektish. Why? So the Gemara in Ksubis explains there can be two reasons why. Either pshat is that the only reason why he gets the Maisa Daim is because he is supplying her with mezainis, with food. This case was that he was not giving her mezainis. So he's not giving her mezainis, so she gets to keep her Maisa Daim. If she gets to keep her Maisa Daim, so then he can't be makdish, something that belongs to her. That's one pshat. The other pshat in this part of the Mishnah is that we're going to Rav Huna, that even when you're giving mezainis to the Isha has a right to say, you know what, I don't want your mezainis, I'm keeping my Maisa Yadayim. So in this case, where he was makdish her Maisa Yadayim, what she does is, she says, you know what, I don't want mezainis from you, I'm keeping my Maisa Yadayim, and therefore, it's not chal, and therefore, I raise you oisa va'oichelas. Va'amaisar. Maisar is more than Maisa Yadayim. This is not what we call hadafa de'edchak. Hadafa de'edchak is in the same Pu'ulo, the working you're doing, you're just pushing yourself extra. Maisa means extra money she makes, extra money she makes. There, the husband also gets it, but the husband has to give her allowance of 2 ma'al kesef in order to get the extra maisa. And here, we're talking about va'maisa. Here's a case where he was not giving the ma'al kesef. So here, the shaila is, the husband was makdish to maisa. So Ramei oimer hektish, Rehechon sando amachulim. Ramei says it's hektish. What does that mean? Like the Ran explains, it means it's hektish after Misa. Because right now, it belongs to her, the Misa. So it's not chal. But it is chal after Misa. So it's like a dova, shaloi, bala oilam, that's chal. Rechon Sandlo Omar, chulin. Rechon Sandlo says that it is chulin. He says that it doesn't work because it's a dova, shaloi, bala oilam. That means the Misa is a machlaikas here, a mayor, and Rechon Sandlo. By the Misa Dayim, whatever the reason there is, we're talking about a case there that the Maisa Daim are here for right now, and right now she's saying, I'm keeping it, and if it's not Chal Hektish. Maisa, we're handling if it's Chal Achamisa. Ramea says it's Hektish, it's Chal Achamisa after she dies and he's Yerush her. The Loch is it's Hektish. I Dova Shloi Bala Elam. Ramea holds Makdish Dova Shloi Bala Elam. Rechon Sando, I'm a Chulim, why? Of course, Dova Shloi Bala Elam. And what does the Gemara say? Vama Shmuel. Halacha kavirchan and sandal. The pasuk like kavirchan sandal holds chulin. Why? Because ain't other makdish davos oilam. Alma ain't other makdish davos oilam. So we have a stira. On one hand, we say Shmuel pasuk like kavirchan and Uri, who says that we actually made for it. Why? Because the neder will on Maisa Daim be chal after the divorce. On the other hand, and there he says the pasuk is like kavirchan and Uri. The pasuk makdish davos oilam. On the other hand, we pass near kavirchan and sandal. It says chulin. Why? Because ain't other makdish davos oilam. So it's a stira too. Shmuel's. The Hilchasov, the two Shmuels, are a steer to each other. So the Gemara is going to go ahead here and try three different terutzim. One teretz, and then we slugged up, another teretz, and we slugged up, and a third teretz will stick.